bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding Bike Valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make travelling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking Bike Valet for your event.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
I never had
Welcome, Better Late Than Never, Shake a Tail Feather, right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and somewhat abbreviated show, but nonetheless a good one lined up for you tonight, as February is, of course, Black History Month, and there'll be some varied special programming on this station over the next little while, particularly the last week of the month, so do stay tuned for that. On this show, of course, something of a challenge is, of course, I play classic rhythm and blues and soul music from the golden era of those genres, 50s and 60s, mostly, somewhat early 70s sometimes, and sometimes a bit earlier than that. So I have no problems finding content to fit this kind of special theme this month, but I thought I'd do something a little different for a few of the shows this month. One, of course, is the monthly episode on the story of Motown, which, of course, is a black-owned label and the most successful of all of them. So that'll be happening next week, part two of that. But for tonight and in 2 weeks' time, we'll be sampling some of the best of some of the other black-owned labels that are perhaps not as well-known, but in some cases were inspired by Motown to start up in the first place. And even though they may not have lasted very long or have had the same degree of commercial success, they did put out a fair number of really, in a way, not really surprising, but really surprising that they didn't get any further commercially songs and artists, some of which went on to fame and fortune elsewhere. But tonight we're going to focus on some of the labels profiled by the Numero Group, which is a reissue label out of Chicago, and they've done a series called Eccentric Soul. It's been coming out over the past few years, and tonight we'll be focusing on a few of those, in particular the volume dealing with Deep City, the Deep City label out of Miami, and then the sequel volume to that called The Outskirts of Deep City, which focuses on some of the other greater Miami area soul labels of the later 60s and early 70s. And we'll also be listening to the latest installment of Eccentric Soul that came out at the end of last year called The Young Disciples, for a label based out of East St. Louis, Missouri, around the same time. Ran itself more like a arts educational collective as opposed to a record label, but a record label it was nonetheless. And if there's time tonight, we'll be listening to a couple of tracks off of this compilation I've got called Invictus Unconquered. And Invictus was a label based in Detroit, founded by Holland Dozier and Holland, who were the songwriters and arrangers at Motown until they basically left because they weren't satisfied with the amount of royalties they were getting, or lack thereof. So they went out to start their own label at the end of the 60s and had a number of hits from probably the 69 through 73 time period. But we'll be getting to that a bit later in the show. The number here is 604-822-2487. You heard The Movers on the Eccentric Soul Deep City label volume on the Numero Group, or by the Numero Group. A song called Someone to Fulfill My Needs. This is Johnny K. Killens and the Dynamites with a song called I Don't Need Help.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, am I on the air? Yes, I am. Great. Yes, so that was Helene Smith, I Am Controlled by Your Love. Before that, we heard Willing and Able, also by Helene Smith, the most recent track from 1967, the other one from 1964. Not her first recording outing with this particular label, but one of the earlier ones. That, together with the other tracks, Frank Williams and the Rocketeers with Good Thing Part 1, and let me see now, Johnny K. Killens and the Dynamites with I Don't Need Help, all of those off of the Deep City label, but actually more specifically off of the Eccentric Soul volume by the Numero Group. The Numero Group are a reissue label out of Chicago. They go around digging up these boxes and crates of old tapes and 45s and then re-license them and reissue them. So we get a chance to hear all of these kind of rare labels from all over the place. But in celebration of Black History Month, we're celebrating Black-owned soul and R&B labels this month. Of course, next week we'll be listening to Motown and our continuing Motown series. But this week and 2 weeks from today, we'll be listening to some of the other labels. And in the wake of Motown's success, everyone wanted to be another Motown. Nobody was able to be that successful, but some people, you know, were able to set up labels either out of storefronts or in basements or whatever. And they gave it a good go and put out some good music anyway, some of which managed to chart locally. And Deep City was probably best responsible for launching the career of Betty Wright. Actually, we'll be hearing in just a second. Yes, the Deep City label was started by three gentlemen, Willie Clark, John Purcell, and Arnold Albury, who were all actually going to be teachers in the Miami-Dade public school system. But instead, they followed their musical passion and their musical interests, other musicians, and networked through a lot of the people they knew to get themselves established. And they started an enterprise called Johnny's Records, a record store, on Northwest 22nd Avenue in Liberty City, and not too far from downtown Miami. And they actually began to record there with a production company called Clark Purcell Productions, which was Miami's first independent black production company. Helene Smith would actually marry Purcell actually by the end of the 1960s too. So, and she was set up to become sort of the next big thing, I guess, on the level of an Aretha Franklin, but along came Betty Wright, and things were altogether different. And just to give you an idea of that, this is a Betty Wright track from 1967 called Good Lovin'. I hope someday.
Yeah. Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Am I just playing it cool?
And yeah, we heard the Deep City Band with Masterpiece, that off of a, not Deep City, one of the other labels kind of floating around in the greater Miami area at that point. That was from 1968. And it was off of the Eccentric Soul, The Outskirts of Deep City, which was the sequel to the earlier Eccentric Soul volume called the Deep City label. This was, the sequel was supposed to cover all the other labels, and there were dozens, by the way, of labels put out of very, very tiny spaces, back the back of stores, warehouse space, people's apartments, basements, lots of stuff going on. And before the Deep City Band, we heard Frank Williams and the Rocketeers with Show Me What You've Got, that was put out on a small label in the Miami area called Lloyd Records. And then before that, we heard Them Too on the Deep City label with Am I a Good Man. Very much, they were a duo, much like Sam and Dave, very, very similar dynamic of call and response between the two of them. And before that, we heard the Frida Gray and the Rocketeers. So the Rocketeers were on backup. Frida Gray was singing up front, Stay Away From My Johnny, and somewhat Motownish sounding song there. And Betty Wright before that with Good Lovin', one of her early singles. She kind of sauntered into Johnny's Records, singing Summertime, the Billy Stewart song that was such a big hit. This would have been about 66. And they decided to record her or hire her right off the bat and sign her to the label and do some recording. And based on her local fame for this label, she was later picked up by Alston, which was a... not really an indie. It was a local label, but really it was being run by Atlantic Records in New York that were kind of distributing their material and also getting first refusal, just like they were with Stax, on who to promote on a national level and who not to. And of course, inevitably, she wound up signed to Atlantic and went on to bigger things that way. Yeah, so that is a at least some of a sampling of what was coming out of the Miami area labels. I got a few more tracks off of these two compilations before we move on, but the show you're listening to is Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and it's the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues every week between 10 and midnight. We got off to a little bit of a late start tonight, but we will be going until midnight, and the phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR for any requests or anything like that for future programs. Next week, we'll be doing part two of our Story of Motown series that will be going on all year long because there is that much material and then some. So we'll be picking up from where we left off last month, somewhere in the early months of 1960. And listening to some of the early Motown singles. And, of course, along the way, some of the landmark hits that actually got them noticed. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll be focusing on some earlier black-owned R&B labels, rhythm and blues labels. It'll either be a mixed bag, like it is tonight, or I will be focusing on VJ, which before Motown was the most successful black-owned pop label, primarily rhythm and blues, but not only. But financial and organizational problems saw to it that they didn't last beyond the mid-60s, so that was that. But anyway, we will get a chance to hear some of the hits and misses on VJ in 2 weeks' time. Once again, the number is 604-822-2487. And this is Helene Smith's debut on, let me see, on a label. It was not Deep City. I think it was on Empire. That's it. The name of the label was called Empire. And it was a song called The Pot Can't Talk About the Kettle. And it's from 1963. It was her recording debut.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather tonight. And we're focusing on a few Black-owned labels in celebration of Black History Month this February, this month. And we have been focusing on Miami so far on this show, and we're going to be moving on to a different location in a moment. But let me just say what we've just heard. We heard Betty Wright with Paralyzed, that her first recording from 67, early 67. Before that, we heard The Rollers. Now, The Rollers included Mary Wright, who was a sister, Mary Smith, who was sister of Helene, the solo artist we were listening to earlier, and as well a couple of other ladies, Shirley Levine, Betty Jo Johnson, and Sharon Simmons. The Rollers did a handful of songs, but we heard from 1966 a song called Playing with Fire, Part 1. Part 2 was on the B-side of the single. Helene Smith, we heard about, we heard from before that. Actually, her debut single was released on a label called Blue Star. I think Empire was the name of the recording facility, but the label on the record says Blue Star, and it was called The Pot Can't Talk About the Kettle. And so the tracks we've been hearing have been off of the Numero Group's Eccentric Soul series, namely the Deep City label volume, that's volume 7, and The Outskirts of Deep City, that's volume 17. So these are still in print, these compilations, so if you're interested in what you've heard, you can find these at a number of our finer record-selling or music-selling establishments in town. And the time is about 11:30, and so we're going to move on to another Eccentric Soul volume. This one came out at the end of last year, and it was called The Young Disciples, and the reason why is because that was the name of the collective started by Alan Mary in East St. Louis, Missouri, in a particular section of town that was having a very rough go of it, economically speaking. And so he brought together a number of folks who were interested in playing music and in being involved in basically what amounted to a collective, an art collective, art and music. There were dancers, drummers, singers, musicians, of course, and recording personnel and songwriters and the whole bit. And for a few good years, probably from about 68 or 69 till about 72, the Young Disciples put out a lot of their recordings on two imprints, Yodai being one of them, short for Young Disciples, actually three imprints. Another one was called Gateway, and another one was called Mary, of course, named after the founder and owner of this collective, Alan Mary. And apparently they still get together every now and then for reunions, people who are involved in that project years after the fact. But from 1970, this is one of the artists on that label, Lavelle Moore, with a song called The World Is Changing.
Different things, and it's all right. another day alive. I said that the world is changing, the world is changing, the world is changing. And I can't believe my eyes. As I looked out my bedroom window, I could see people talking to one another. Yes, I could.
Yeah. Festival, one of Western Canada's largest performing arts festivals, in association with Theatre Conspiracy, presents Club Push, a festival within the festival at Performance Works on Granville Island. $20 gets you in to check out an innovative performance, a band, or a DJ. After 11 p.m., it's free. Tuesday through Sunday, January 27th to February 7th. Visit pushfestival.ca or call 604-605-8284 for information and the full Club Push lineup. Licensed and chill, it's the best time you'll have for $20.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's about 10 to midnight. Chris will be in after midnight with I Like the Scribbles. In the meantime, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather. And with the remaining time we've got, we're going to switch gears. But we've just finished listening to a set off of Eccentric Soul, Volume 23, The Young Disciples. And this was a black-owned label in East St. Louis, Missouri, that functioned. It didn't just make recordings, it put on performances. You had a crew of drummers, dancers. You had a couple of vocal groups. And a number of other vocalists. So we heard in order, of course, we heard Lavelle Moore off the top with The World is Changing. We heard The Young Disciples Company with Bang, 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 and that from 1968, followed by Third Flight with a self-titled song, also called Third Flight, from 1969. That was the somewhat psychedelic one we heard there. Sharon Clark and The Product of Time, one of the girl groups, that they had with a song called That's a Good Reason, followed by the Debonettes with Choose Me, and followed by, afterwards, the Georgettes with Would You Rather. So that's a pretty good sampling of this. If you want to pick this up, this just came out last fall, I think probably either October or November, and it's got 21 tracks on it off of the various labels associated with the Young Disciples Collective. And now we're just going to, since we're in the Midwest for soul labels from the later 60s and early 70s, Chicago, of course, had all kinds of labels, Chess, VJ, and others, but Twinight is one of the smaller ones that you don't really hear as much about. Not a whole lot of folks recorded for it who went on to a whole lot else. I notice Joanne Garrett is on here, who was a Chess recording artist. I think, although he's not actually listed here, Donnie Hathaway recorded for them, but he's not actually listed on this. But Eccentric Soul put this out a couple years back. It was number 13 in their series called Twinight's Lunar Rotation. The label was called Twinight, And this double CD compilation has a total of 40 tracks. One of the better-known local groups that is featured on this particular set and is also featured being interviewed by Bob Abrahamian at the University of Chicago radio station, so I guess kind of a similar station to this. The show itself is called Sitting in the Park, and you can actually hear the interviews if you go to www.sittinginthepark.com. You can hear an interview with the members of this group. But from 1969, here are the Dynamic Tints with Package of Love, Part 1.
Stones are always
Annette Poindexter and the Pieces of Peace with Wayward Dream. Before that, a group called the Mystiques with a song called Put Out the Fire, and the Dynamic Tints with Package of Love Part 1. All of those on the Chicago label Twinite, founded by two folks, actually, Peter Wright and Howard Bedno, who had already started a company called Bedno Wright Associates, which basically did distribution, or no, they actually did promotion for Chess, Chicago, obviously a major Chicago label, as well as some out-of-town labels with national distribution, like Stax, Motown, and Atlantic, but handling their promotion in the Chicago area. They founded their own label and began to produce music for a number of these artists that we've heard, as well as a number of others. Some charted locally, but of course, being in Chicago, they had a lot of contacts with folks who were involved with a lot of the other labels around. So anyway, this is a double CD on the Numero Group's Eccentric Soul series, still in print. If you're interested in that or any of the Eccentric Soul material, you can find it paired fairly easily at a number of places around town. And with the time that we have left, we're going to move on from Chicago to Detroit, where Eddie Holland, Brian Holland, and Lamont Dozier, former Motown alumni, left because of a dispute over royalties. And by contract, they weren't allowed to sing, write songs, arrange, or produce, but nothing was stopping them from forming a company. So they did, and in 69, they formed Invictus Records. They had two imprints, actually, Invictus and Hot Wax. A lot of artists came out of that particular label. The musical style was based on the Motown sound, but made just a little bit more hip for the late 60s, early 70s crowd. One of the many artists, one of whom who tried to sign to Motown years and years earlier but actually didn't succeed, was signed to this label instead. This was Frida Payne with an early single, if not her debut, from 1969 called The Unhooked Generation.
I'm help my troubles away. And when the words she say won't do, she'll try a kiss or two. And if a kiss that fail to move me, she'll take a little time to soothe me. Find loving as warm as a mother's oven. Don't know where she gets her power. Her love gets stronger by the hour. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to console me. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to control me. Listen, she's not just another woman. She's not, no, no, no. She's not just another woman. She's not, no. She's given me a newborn buck, a fine sweetness on the bitter. She's been just as close as a sister or a brother. She's done things for me I couldn't ask of my own father. I believe her love could stretch from one end of the south to the other. Let me tell you, she's not just another woman, sure no. Oh, she's not just another woman, sure no. She's not just another woman. Don't you know I got to talk about her? And just as soon as I can get to the preacher man, you know I'm gonna make the little girl.
The Eighth Day, one of the many groups on the Invictus label, that was from 1970, although it took about a year to chart. She's Not Just Another Woman. Before that, Glass House, with a song called Crumbs Off the Table, and before that, Frida Payne with the Unhooked Generation, a couple of Invictus tracks, and that wraps it up for tonight. Chris will be in shortly with I Like the Scribbles, and next week, tune in to Shake a Tail Feather as we continue on in our Motown series and chronicle some of the finest and also less known Motown singles, A and B sides, that helped establish that label and its vast, vast canon of songs, let's just put it that way. So it's partly a year-long series and partly in celebration of Black History Month. So do tune in to that next Friday between 10 and midnight. In between programs, you can contact Shake a Tail Feather at by emailing moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca and finding Shake a Tail Feather on Facebook as well. So until next week, we'll be going out tonight with a song by Parliament, who also recorded for Invictus, the other half of the group, or should I say their alter egos, Funkadelic, were recording for another Detroit label by the name of Westbound, but as Parliament they recorded for Invictus, and this is Parliament featuring Ruth Copeland as well on vocals with a song called Breakdown. So until next week, do take care, and we'll see you then.
Baby, get on down. In a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.